Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I'm so glad you're here. If you find this empowers you to take back control of your health instead of relying on the system in any way, please share this with three of your friends. Invite them to come join us. Are you ready? Let's dive inside. Hi, I'm Dr. Kylie, a functional medicine specialist. What does that mean? We'll get to it. What I want you to know is that if you feel your body has betrayed you, if you are tired of getting told your labs are normal, yet you'd like to know what normal is, if you refuse to accept your diagnosis as a lifetime sentence, if you're ready for true answers and true healing, you're in the right place. Functional medicine is a unique way to approach health. It's probably very different than what you're used to. It looks at the cause of symptoms, but I didn't always think like this. Flashback probably 6-7 years of my life. I was in chiropractic school. My degree is in chiropractic, but all I do is functional medicine. I don't do any chiropractic. Functional medicine is my love. And I'm going to teach you why. So I'm in chiropractic school. I'm sitting in the clinic where we're working with patients underneath a head clinician. And I get a call into the head department guru's office. I was in trouble. Not the first time, nor would it be the last time. Let's be honest. I was using some paperwork. My initial intake form was much different than the clinic's intake form, which was some stupid half piece of paper that didn't tell me anything about the patient. And when you're working with someone who has been through awful things, MRIs negative, CTs negative, blood work's negative, I mean, everything under the sun was negative, yet she felt like crap. You had to look at things differently. If I wanted to have the same results everybody else did, I could keep learning and doing the same thing everybody else was doing. That's not okay with me. And it started with this one remarkable woman. But I got called into the office, and the head clinic guy was not very happy that I used the school's logo without permission. I didn't even think twice about it, to be honest. I just wanted my paperwork to look professional, so I made it look professional. But here's the problem. Her health was an absolute wreck. It was a disaster. When she came into the clinic treatment room, we had to turn the lights off, put blinds over the windows on top of, and then put a blanket over it so there was no light in the room because it was so aggravating to her eyes and her headache and her migraine. And that was only one factor. I mean, her health had basically destroyed her quality of life. And here she is trying to see me, a functional medicine specialist, as a student. Well, to get to the bottom line, the head clinic guy was not happy with me being a rebellion of their system. I wasn't following their stupid rules. So he said to me all the rules that I had broken. And then I looked at him and I had said, "Do you even care about the patient? Or do you just care that I'm not following your dumb rules?" Pause. He didn't say one word about the patient. And I said, if you cared about the patient, you would actually take a moment to look through that paperwork and decide and discover for yourself how sick she is and how much help she needs. And doing the same thing that everybody else was doing isn't going to get her different results. And I refused to do that. So that's when my story began. I began as this rebellious student in chiropractic school. So I don't know who was more excited. Was I more excited to graduate? Or were they more excited to get me off campus? Then my story continues as I decided I'm just going to start off on my own because I know what patients need and they're not getting it from other people, whatever field that you're going into. So on this podcast, I'm going to teach you how to take control of your health and to start thinking differently. My mission is to be the last doctor that you tell your current story to. If you're ready to get different results, if you refuse to accept the quality of life you've been dealt with, come on inside. My goal is to have all within my reach fulfill their divine potential by experiencing the future of medicine today. Every time you tune in, I will feed your desire to learn more about this paradigm shift I call functional medicine. You'll feel empowered to start asking why, and then discover the answer. Whether it's a pharmaceutical band-aid or a natural band-aid, I don't care, they're the same to me, they're both band-aids. You'll learn how to avoid these by going one step farther, discovering the cause of your symptoms, and then treating that underlying cause. Once again, if you feel like your body has betrayed you, if you're tired of getting told that your labs are normal, yet you'd like to know what normal felt like, if you refuse to accept your diagnosis as a lifetime sentence, if you're ready for true answers and true healing, you're in the right place. So come join me each week and open your mind to new possibilities, new ways to think about health, and let's transform together. Now, I want to challenge you as we get going here on this brand new podcast called Beyond the Diagnosis. That is truly what we're going to talk about. I don't care what the diagnosis is, whether it's chronic fatigue syndrome, PCOS, endometriosis, depression, anxiety, Parkinson's, Crohn's, or better yet, you have no diagnosis. You're just going from doctor to specialist to specialist with no answers, very little relief. You've given up a lot of financial income. You've donated a lot of blood. Whatever the case may be for you, come inside, because you're going to learn things that are going to take your mind to some other place that you didn't know existed. And you're going to say to yourself, why haven't we been treating health and our health in general like this the whole time? So here's my challenge. And I ask this to anybody who I'm going to start working with, because when you're sick, you only have one dream. And that dream is to simply be better. I want to help you to start dreaming again. So let me answer this question, whether you answer it in your head or you write it down. If you didn't suffer from fill in the blank, you would fill in the blank. And then take it one step farther. How would your life look like in 12 months if you didn't suffer from XYZ? Now, I asked this exact question to a remarkable woman who I just met on the phone with yesterday, and tears came to her eyes. She doesn't allow herself to imagine what life would be like without XYZ. 45 years young. There's a whole another 45 years ahead of her, two brand new grandkids. She wants to be around, but not only just existing, she wants to be thriving. So stop surviving and let's start thriving together. Allow yourself to start dreaming again. Ready, set, go. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond the Diagnosis with me, Dr. Kylie. If you enjoyed this and you learned something new, if you felt empowered in any way, please go invite three of your friends to come join us. And then meet me right back here again next week.